This is Ben Plotinsky, the managing editor of City Journal. I'm here with Guy Sorman, a contributing editor of the magazine, whose article in the new winter 2011 issue is called Why Not a Negative Income Tax? Guy, welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't we start by your explaining to us what exactly a negative income tax is?
Okay, the negative income tax was invented by Milton Friedman in the 1960s. Friedman's idea was that the fare could be replaced by a more rational and more egalitarian system. That instead of distributing welfare and building very complicated welfare program, it would be best for the government to guarantee that each American citizen would receive a minimum monthly income. Why a negative income tax? Because when you make money, you pay an income tax. If you don't make money, you would receive a negative income tax. So all Americans would follow the same system. I mean, everybody would file a tax return, whatever money you make. If you are above the poverty line, you pay taxes. If you're under the poverty line, you receive a certain amount of money from the government. So this is a negative income tax.
I see. Now, and when you say this would replace welfare, we're not just talking about cash welfare of the kind that was reformed in the 1990s, right? We're talking about a broader range of programs.
Yes. I think that the Milton Friedman's idea, which is 50 years ago, is probably more relevant today than it was in 50 years ago, because you have many more welfare programs around. If you are in a difficult situation, you can access a huge quantity of programs. It's a very bureaucratic system. Everybody knows, of course, Medicaid, but you have public housing and training facilities or any kind of help. I mean, you have hundreds of programs and thousands or hundreds of thousands of bureaucrats managing these programs. And also some people, they shop from one program to the next. So the system is very costly because of this bureaucracy. And also it's not very egalitarian because some people know best and some people do access to some programs. And also what we have now in the United States is not really very democratic. Some people have access to some programs, others don't, and you really don't know why. So the negative income tax is very simple, and it's very egalitarian, and it's very respectful of the dignity and the free choice of the people, because what you get is money, and you do whatever you like with your money, and you are supposed to be responsible. And the money you get from the government will take you out of poverty, but you are free to use the money properly as you wish.
Well, let me make the obvious objection to this, the one that I think that opponents of it have made over the years. How is this different from cash welfare? How does this not simply provide a disincentive to work, which is what, of course, cash welfare did until the reform of the 90s and what many would argue it continues to do?
Well, any kind of welfare is a disincentive to work. No debate about it. So it's a balancing act. I mean, on one side, it is a disincentive. But on the other side, there is a consensus within the American society that poor people need some kind of support. The negative income tax is the less bad system we have. Mm-hmm. The less bad system, because it has been shown not only by theoretical studies, but also by experiments, that the system is a disincentive, but Milton Friedman introduced a very clever element in the system, which is a progressive negative income tax. That means that, for example, if the poverty line is $10,000 a year, okay, the government will not give you $10,000 a year. It will give you $5,000. The rate is 50%. You get 50% of what you would need to reach the poverty line, to be above the poverty line. So you introduce into the system a progressivity in order to limit the negative consequence in terms of disincentive to work.
I see. Now, what is the, maybe you can give us an idea of the history of this idea. You say that Milton Friedman first developed it in the 60s. Has any progress been made with it either on the political front? You mentioned some experiments that have been done.
Yeah, actually the history, it has been rather a disaster because it's been very well understood. Milton Friedman's proposal was that the negative income tax should replace any kind of welfare and all Americans should be submitted to the same program. Okay, and what happened is that when Richard Nixon tried to introduce the notion in Congress, it has not been well understood. It has been replaced by what's called the Earned Income Tax Credit, mm-hmm. and which is a very bizarre system because it creates two kind of Americans. people who are working with a rather low salary, but they get some benefit from the state, and people who are, don't work and they get nothing. So it has created a great gap, inequality between two kinds of Americans. So it has not been understood properly.
And the earned income tax credit, I think you point out later in the article, since that would also presumably be replaced by a negative income tax, that's just one more political obstacle that would have to be surmounted if some politician wanted to install such a
yes,
tax, right?
Yes, but I think the situation in the United States is bad enough that you must bring new ideas to the market and to the debate. So everybody today wants the Republican, conservative, they want to reduce expenses, to cut taxes, but this is not enough. I mean, you must come with creative ideas, not to say, well, we have to reduce the system. We are proposing a new system which is better, which is more egalitarian, which is more respectful of your liberty, and this is a negative income tax. I think it would be interesting to shift the political debate from tax reduction, expenses reduction, and to say, well, there is something completely new. We are building a new society which is more respectful of American principle, more based on equity and equality. And this is the best proposal which has ever been made.
Thank you very much, Guy. To read more about this, check out Guy Sormann's article, Why Not a Negative Income Tax, at www.city-journal.org.